Let us continue with the problem of least squares. Linear least squares. We have just seen that the solution can be found by solving the linear system of normal equations, that is this system. The original problem recalled was the minimization of residual in norm for all x in R or C, better today. Well, this system can be solved, we have seen, firstly in using by using Cholesky method. It is the use of the L by L to the H factorization. And we found that the complexity of this approach was exactly, roughly, instead, the multiplicative complexity of this approach was of this order. Then we have seen last time that the normal equations can be treated also by using the QR factorization. That is the household method. And we concluded that the minimum from which we started is obtained as the minimum of this vector R by X minus C, where R is this matrix, that is A is equal to Q by R, C is QH by P, P is the original norm term, and we observed that this vector can be seen as the first entries forming the difference R sub 1 X minus C sub 1, and the second, the last M minus N entries, which are minus C sub 1. So, the norm of this vector, at the end of the lesson, we can express square of this norm as square of the norm of the first subvector plus the square of the norm of the second last subvector. So the minimum is obtained when the first norm is zero. At this point, we have made the assumption that the rank of A is maximum, that is M. In this case, also the rank of R sub 1 is maximum. Remember that the matrix R of the decomposition, this must be clear, we start from a matrix A which is rectangular. When we consider this QR combination, the two matrices of the division, the matrix Q and the matrix R, Q must be square, R must have the same sizes of A, so and A, it must be upper triangular, so matrix we have considered here is in this position. Q is generally full, and R sub 1 is upper triangular, and in this case its main entries are 0, or that is the same thing, this square matrix, R sub 1 is not zero. I recall this because we immediately see that in this case a minimum solution X can be expressed as the inverse of this matrix multiplied by C sub 1. It is the same thing, the solution of this linear system. So, in this case, in the case of maximum rank, the solution, the minimum solution, is unique and is given by the unique solution of that system. The value of the minimum is given by, you see easily here, minimum of the order is the norm, is the true norm of this subvector. Well, this is the most pleasant case. The matrix A had maximum rank. Let us say something about the complexity of this approach in order to compare it to the complexity of the previous approach. The heavy part of this approach is constituted by the application of the Hausdorff procedure. The Hausdorff procedure, what is the aim of the Hausdorff procedure, of the Hausdorff transformation matrices? We have called these matrices with the letter P. Let us see what is the beauty, the effect that P must have when it is multiplied by the matrix A sub K at the generic step of their solder procedure. The solder procedure, we start from the matrix A and we have to arrive to the matrix R, the final matrix R, by means of unitary transformation, the unitary transformations P sub P. The generic step, the procedure, with a matrix A, which is shaped, we depict the shape of A sub K in this way, we have already put zero entries in this position. Here are entries which will be will remain constant in the following of the procedure. This is the matrix, the submatrix, that which will be modified by the product by P sub K. P sub K have it in the left, have the form, we must recall the form of P, the identity matrix minus a coefficient beta by a row vector, a column vector P, K, by same vector in form, in shape of row, V sub K H, obviously multiplied by A. At the step K, the structure of the vector V, we don't need to recall the exact formula for V, we fortunately do not need reconstruct all the computation, all the detailed computation. In order to compute the complexity, it is sufficient to remark that K or K minus 1, 0. K, I guess. Also, this. So the number of entries that can be not zero are of the order of P is n by n. So here we have n minus k and n minus k. Hmm? In this scheme, we have here n minus k rows which will be modified, and here m the larger dimension was n, sorry, so we have here m by n. M is larger than n. P is m by m, so here is m minus k, m minus k, here is m minus k, the columns were n, the number of columns, so we have here m minus k. Let us count the partial totals. Shortly. The first product that will be performed is the product of this vector. I write again V. Let us drop off the supper. indices. The matrix A I was saying the first product is this product. The result is a row vector how much long? N, the number of costs of A sub K. The cost of this product is the number of entries, the number of zero entries since these subvectors are zero, are again n minus k. So to compute those values, we need n minus k times how much product? N minus k. Do you agree? This subvector by each of these subvectors, n minus k, n minus k. This product. I have to do this how many times? N minus k. N minus k by n. At this point, I have to multiply this vector by this row vector. How many additional multiplicative flops? I count the zero, the possibly non-zero entries of this, which m minus k by the non-zero entries of this vector, which are m minus k. These two partial totals are equal, so we have 2 times n minus k by n minus k. All this has to be summed for all the steps that I have to perform with householder matrices. The steps are about n, exactly from 1 to n minus 1. Why? Because I have to reach this four by putting zeros. So in the general case we have exactly n, not n minus 1. N minus 1 in the square case. Well, we at this point roughly evaluation of the order of this amount by using well-known formulas for the sum of squares, the sum of cubes. I mean, the third exponent in some way the product we have sum by n plus k squared minus n plus n by k. The first term, n by n by n,
the values of k are n.
So this is
n by n squared.
This is the sum of the
squares of the first n integers. There are known formula exists which gives that this sum can be represented as roughly as n cubed over 3
minus n plus n, the sum of the first
n integers, which you know that makes n squared over 2. We multiply,
simplify something if it is possible. Here we simplify the factor 2. And by n squared minus n cubed is left. Finally, simplify again.
M by n squared, 2 over 3 minus 1. This is all these are inexact qualities, so we
would be better write roughly equal to.
If we
is not immediately clear
if this complexity is smaller or larger than this. It depends, maybe, on the values of m and n.
If we compare
we ask
if complexity,
the complexity of Cholesky is
better,
that is smaller than the complexity of the QR method. We are wondering what is, which is the right sign.
Just some expansion, because also in the second case we might put n squared as a factor. Simplify. Multiply by 2.
What we found
M
at the left hand side, at the right, at the right hand side, at the left hand side we have n.
See, n over 2
plus 2 over 3 n.
So we have
In the case that we summa
M is larger than
N. It can be very large.
So, corresponding
side of the inequality that was occupied by
sub 2, that is the complexity of the QR method, is larger, let us put also the equal sign, than the complexity of
the Cholesky method.
The QR method is heavy.
We have already observed that the advantage of using the QR method, I write here this.
Is that the conditioning of the problem is left unchanged. So QR costs more than
Cholesky. Also in this case, we know this in the case of a square linear system, but also in this case is true. But
leaves unchanged the conditioning of, more technically, the condition number of metrics.
The metrics is transformed by unitary matrices, so its condition number is left unchanged. While
Chad Cholesky,
not Cholesky itself, but the product, we can say better, the product.
Why? The product
A to the H by A, which is necessary,
doubles the condition.
It's worse, it squares.
The condition number of this is necessary for choice.
A case is left that we are obliged to consider, because it occurs, it happens very often in application, that the matrix A is rank deficient. The rank of A often is not maximum. So this matrix, in that case, is singular. So we must see if all the results,
particularly the QR procedure, can be applied in the same way in which it can be applied in the case of full rank. And some difference must be made first of all ball. So important, we can write important remarks about the case that
the rake is less than
n. It often happens applications.
Well, at the first view, nothing of tragic seems to happen, because we know that the factorization QR exists for all matrices independently of their rank. In order to give some light on the structure of the matrix R in this case, it is useful to introduce a pivoting strategy of the same kind of the pivoting strategy that you know for the Gauss method, also for the Hausdorff method. Hausdorff transformations with pivoting. What do we mean for pivoting for the solder method? In the Gauss method, various kinds of pivoting are possible. Also this. We consider all of these kind of pivoting. Again, let us suppose that we have reached a shape for the matrix A supper K, a shape of with this pattern. This is the case count. We consider, let us call this matrix, this submatrix B. I check if it is the same name that is used here. Yes, B sub K. And in this submatrix, we possibly perform a column permutation, so not row permutations, but column permutation, in order to put in first position the column of B, the permutation of it's clear, must be made on all the matrix A sub K, but the goal is to put in first position the maximum two norm column. So we have to compute the norm of all the columns of B, of B sub K. We identify the column with maximum
column,
and we change the columns of all the metrics in order to put this column in the first position of B. Why this? Because since the household, and then we perform the household transformation in the usual way. The effect of this building, since the unitary transformation with matrix P, gives a matrix A sub K plus 1 with all zeros in these positions, and this entry A sub K plus 1 sub K plus 1 K plus 1 is equal to the 2 norm of the previous column of B sub K. Okay. The column is B sub K. This equality holds for the properties of the household transformation. So, proceeding in this way, we are sure that the final matrix not only will be upper triangular, but this is sure. This position's all zero. In the upper triangular positions, we have a matrix with the same rank as a let us call rank A. With the small letter R. In the main positions, we have not increasing values for this pivoting strategy. So this entries will be larger or equal modulus than second. This modulus will be larger or equal than the third. The number of non-zero leading entries must be equal to the rank of the matrix. So it is necessary that this is not zero. I have circled in order to put the better in evidence. We have R rows that contains possibly non-zero entries, and from the R plus 1 row until the last row, M, we have all zeros. So, this strategy, this pivoting strategy, assures us that we can always reach the final matrix R with that structure. Let us give some more detail on the structure. We can call this time R sub 1 the R by R sub matrix, which will be not singular. Here there is some submatrix that we call S. Elsewhere we have all zeros. This is the form of the final matrix. Does anything change in the other computational aspects of the procedure? Let us see better. What we have to expect? We know that in this case, we know this from the theoretical properties of the solutions of the problem, that in this case the solutions are infinitely many. It is always true that we are minimizing the two norm of a vector which has that form. More precisely, the QR computation that we have performed is the QR computation not of the matrix A, but the matrix A which has been modified by common permutations. So here we have to put the matrix P of permutation. So here we have not on R, but R we put the inverse of the permutation, which is P to T. We have instead of simply x p to the t by x, this is not a problem, we call it y. So the minimum refers always to a vector that the norm of a vector of this type. Well, but now we know that R has this form. So, again, say this vector is formed by two subvectors. The subvector in the first position is given by S sub 1, which is invertible, by the vector y must be seen also partitioned into subvectors. Here the size of the partitioning is r and m minus r. Okay, so we can r sub 1 by y sub 1 plus S by Y sub 2, and then is the corresponding subvector of C. C also is split in C sub 1 and C sub 2. L and M minus R and M minus R. The second part, second subvector, will be simply A minus as in the previous case. Let us reach the conclusions. The minimum norm of a vector of this type. Again, the usual considerations. The second subvector does not depend on y, which is the variable, the vector y. Before was the vector x. X has been substituted by y. Y is the variable. This vector does not depend on y. This subvector depends on y. We can always make this subvector zero. In which way? We can choose arbitrarily, maybe for any y sub 2, for any choice, for of this vector, the last entries of y, we compute the first entries, y sub 1, as the solution of this linear system. The solution can be written as r sub 1 minus c sub 1 minus s by y sub 2. So we find, and we knew already this, there are infinitely many solutions between, among all these solutions, there will be a unique solution of minimal number. There will be only one solution if y of x, if we refer to x, of solution of So we have found again results that we partially know. We have given some details on the procedural aspects of the computation in this case. Now we stop for a few minutes as usual. In the second part of today's lesson, we will speak about the third approach to the problem, which is more innovative with respect to the previous. We already knew the Cholesky method and the QR factorization. The third approach, if you remember, is based on the existence of another factorization, or better, decomposition. Its technical name in this case is decomposition of the matrix, of the starting method, matrix A. We now will see that the matrix of coefficients A can always be written as the product of three special, very special matrices, let us say something about it. The matrix U is unitary, and clearly square. The matrix sigma is rectangular with the same sizes as A and diagonal. Rectangular and diagonal. Matrix B to H is unitary too, with the right sizes. The name of this decomposition is SVD, singular values decomposition decomposizione dei valori singolari. The importance of this decomposition is known more than one century, but its importance has been discovered only in the last 30-40 years in connection with many important applications also of informatics. Okay, let us stop.